Here at the Raven Innovation Summit, I am speaking with Carl Erickson, and he is from South Africa. And you have a Raven dealership in South Africa?
Yeah, I'm the distributor for the Raven products in South Africa.
All right, how long have you been doing that, Carl?
My business, I'm working with the Raven product already for 12 years, but I'm running my own business for 3 years now.
Well, really? Now, tell me about the agriculture business in South Africa. I really know nothing about it. So first of all, tell me where exactly you're located in South Africa.
My main office is located an hour and a half drive east of Johannesburg in central South Africa. But the main agricultural business is spread all over South Africa. We do all the different crops from all different orchards, grapes down to wheat, and our main crop is maize. Corn that we use.
How different is it? How does it compare to the United States?
There's not a huge difference in the way that we farm. Our soil conditions is much, there's more variations in our soil than in America. And that's where precision farming technology is working for us in South Africa because of the variations we have in soil depth and also classification. And it's bringing the whole new dimension to farming in South Africa by bringing all this precision farming technology to them.
What are then, as far as precision agriculture is concerned, what are some of the most important products for you in South Africa?
One of the most product at this stage is guidance, because we have a problem in South Africa. We use unskilled operators to run the tractors. It's not owner drivers, more like in the States. So there's a big difference, or what we bring in with the guidance is to keep the tractor straight. And then a variable rate application. We've become variable rate application for the past 10 years already.
Now, what about Slingshot? Are you using that in South Africa?
Yeah, Slingshot is the game changer in South Africa. The big thing for us is because of getting the RTK corrections to the tractors. We are a lot hilly, so radio networks makes it difficult, and Slingshot take that out. But the big one that helped us as a company, Effective Farming Solutions, is the remote support on Slingshot. The farmers is far from the office, and it's 5-6 hours drive to the customer. Now I can just remotely log into the unit and help him to fix the problem that is on the unit.
That's pretty cool. Now you have a good enough cell phone service then for Slingshot to work well there.
Yeah, I think I said the 3G and 4G coverage is not so good, but on the normal edge coverage is all over South Africa and it's stable, and the transfer of the data is 100%.
So you talked about a couple of different crops. I mean, you mentioned orchards and things like that, but corn being your main crop. So are you finding precision being used in different types of crops in South Africa?
Yes, almost all the crops being implemented now also on orchards. We're doing a lot of business in the orchard market. So, all the different crops, they're seeing into utilizing the information technology to make it to get a better crop out of a year.
Now, how valuable is an event like this for you to come to see what the innovations that Raven is working on?
It's always very important to interact with the people to see what's going on, where they're going, what is their suggestions, and also to transfer our knowledge to them to tell them, listen, this is what we need in South Africa because of the bit of differentiations in certain situations. So it's always, it's a good week.
So you've seen Raven be responsive to your needs in South Africa and develop things that you need specifically for your market?
The day I made the decision to start up my own company, it's because of the support Raven Industries give. There's no company that in my eyes like Raven if it comes to support and to support the customer and the dealers and the whole range of everyone in agriculture.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl, here at the Raven Innovation Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.